I am that I am, Adamus of very sovereign domain. Welcome to this special presentation, this special gathering of Shambhara called Consciousness Reset. In our recent shout, I talked about how the planet is going through a reset, perhaps a little bit ahead of where we had anticipated, and more than anything, much deeper than anticipated. I'll get into that in just a moment, but first, my welcome, my thank you for being here. Secondly, we've come a long, long way, a long way. I look back sometimes in the book of Shambhara, and oftentimes I think, well, if it had just been about Tobias helping heal the wounds, helping you realize you're not crazy, you're here for a reason. It's part of the Atlantean dream. It's part of the time of machines being here on the planet at this very special time. If it was just really about healing the wounds, that would have been fine. That would have been significant. But look how far we've come. Over these years that I've been with you, we've gone deep into the what I call the physics of energies. We've been able to surpass what any other ascended master thought we would be able to do together as a group. We're talking about how to make energy work for you. We're talking about what the soul is. We're talking about realized Shambhara on the planet right now. We're talking about some of the trials and tribulations of staying here as a realized master on the planet. Not easy, is it? You're writing the book. You're writing the next chapters, anyway, of the Shambhara book. What it's like to stay here on the planet in this epic time, this unprecedented time, to stay here out of the drama, standing behind the short wall, simply being a radiance. Today, with this very special event that we have taking place, is such a perfect opportunity to do that. So we're not going to be talking about you. We're not going to be talking about new physics or anything like that. We're going to be here for our first gathering of Shambhara, benching together. Whether you're sitting on a literal park bench or whether your office chair or your bed, some of you the floor, like Belle on the floor, whether you're just sitting or lying there, it doesn't matter. But this is our first of what will be many more of these gatherings. As an embodied master, you're here to shine your light. You're not here to try to change the world. You're not here to trying to fix people. You realize now that simply doesn't work. You're not trying to do group healings, even necessarily individual healings. You're here simply to shine the light. And when you do, it shines the light on potentials that either people or society had never seen before, never seen. Well, it's kind of like, in a way, when the Atlanteans really didn't see the stars have always been there in the sky, but it was simply out of their consciousness. It's kind of like what we're doing now, but these aren't just stars. They're the potentials of life. They're the potentials for this glorious planet. And you're simply shining the light so that they may see. And then it's up to them to choose or not. It's kind of a nice assignment because you don't get graded on how well they do. You simply are in this place of being a master, shining the light. What we have here happening on the planet right now is unprecedented. In all the times on the planet, never has there been a type of consciousness reset as there is now. A consciousness for humanity, mass consciousness, has always been adjusting, changing, at times expanding, once in a while kind of contracting, but never has there been an event like this, where there's a reset on a global basis, and not just a little bit over here and a little bit there, not one culture, not one group of people, but it's sweeping across the planet. What we're doing today is going into feeling it. We're not here to try to influence it, shift it in this direction or that direction. We're not here to scream out at humans to say, hey, open your eyes, look at it. We're simply here to shine the light in our very first Shambhara benching gathering. There's a lot of reasons for it, the reset. You could say that if you trace the kind of the where it came from, the real rays of this reset began arguably 60 years ago. And it's been building a momentum ever since. The planet has gone through its ups and downs, its peace and its anxiety, its sneezes and its coughs. So humanity's been going through all these things for a while. And then comes COVID, or I prefer to call it coronavirus. Then comes COVID, and what an opportunity for people to go within themselves. Many had a lot of challenges with it. They didn't like being confined. Some people actually think face masks are a conspiracy. To what end, I don't know, but it sounds good. It's a nice distraction. The planet goes through this thing called the coronavirus, all at the same time as we have the disbanding of the Order of the Ark and the angelic families. All this happening at the same time. You can almost see this coming, the consciousness reset, but actually, I didn't figure it would take place this soon. I thought it would come later. But things are accelerated on the planet right now, moving very, very, very fast, as you can probably feel. Things are moving very fast right now, and now comes that point of reset. What we're doing here today is going in to feel it. Again, we're not trying to, please don't try to absorb the whole thing within yourself. Don't try to take it on. We're not going to be trying to change anyone or anything. We're not going to be going around tapping people on the shoulder psychically and saying, time to wake up, feel what's happening. I'd like you to experience what this is like. First of all, because it's unprecedented. Secondly, because I want you to really get into the ability to feel, really feel the energies, which actually are really yours, but that's a whole nother thing. But to feel it rather than to think about it. Now, I'm glad that Belle is here. I'm going to ask that we get a shot of dear Belle. You see, Belle feels the energies. She feels the energies. She doesn't really think a lot about the energy. See, she simply feels. And she feels when we do events and gatherings here, when we do our webcasts and our recordings, she's always here because she feels. We don't have to tell her what date we're shooting. We don't even have to tell her to be laying on the floor. She knows to be here. And so today, have kind of that Belle feeling, not thinking about it, not worrying about it, but just feeling all the energies, like she's doing. It's very simple, very innocent, very intuitive, and as you can see, very rewarding. She just gets to, oh, that's good. Sorry to disturb you. You can go back to feeling again. Good. So that's what we're doing today. We're, okay, we have to have one more shot here of dear Belle. So, yes, if you'd like to take this pose on your park bench or your bed or whatever, if you'd like to take this pose, that's fine. This is Belle saying, I am so open and I'm so sensitive to feeling. So thank you, Belle. Thank you for your live example here. Thank you. So what we have here happening on the planet right now is something at a very deep level. It's not that people are going to necessarily even notice it. Very, very few will notice it right now. If they notice anything within themselves, their life, it's just going to be like they're feeling a bleep, like a little bleep, like everything just stopped for a moment and then started up again and just kind of scratched their head and attribute it to something they ate or not getting enough sleep or whatever. A few people are going to, like when this happens, walk into a wall, maybe hit another car, things like that. But it'd be just a little bleep. It's not what some of you have thought or talked about. It's not going through the photon belt where for 3 days the planet emerges into darkness. That was never meant to be literal. That was figurative, and that was a while back. This is different, and it happens on an individual basis. The interesting thing is normally it wouldn't happen in this kind of a condensed time period, 4 days on the planet. And normally it would happen, it would stretch out over years and years, maybe even decades, where people were getting those little bleeps or blips in their life, a little reset. When it happens like this, when we're all together on the planet, is they're kind of on the same page right now, and in some ways, other ways not, but we've gone through this coronavirus period. And the one thing interesting about the coronavirus, it's lasted longer than most anyone would have anticipated. It's because, in a way, humanity is saying, as long as we're going to do a cleaning, let's really get in there and clean. We could have done this for 6-8 months, and it would have had an important effect. But humanity, kind of mass consciousness, kind of said, no, let's really get in there. You know what that's like? You go to clean your kitchen and you think you're just going to wipe the counters and sweep the floor, but you end up going through every cabinet and cupboard and throwing out the old food in the refrigerator and reorganizing your pantry and everything else. You just get into it and you say, let's go for it. And that's kind of what's happening with the coronavirus. It's gone more than anything, not just the length of time, but it's gone deeper. It's gone deeper than what was originally anticipated, or, you know, what we kind of felt into on the other side. Humans are saying, bring it on, even though it's uncomfortable, even though, you know, these masks aren't a lot of fun. Social distancing, probably okay with most people, but some of the other inconveniences, not being able to go out to restaurants, things. So bring it on. This isn't so bad, and that's what's happening. It's going deeper and deeper. The variants are allowing it to go to yet a deeper level, and then I don't even want to give a indication of when it's going to go away, but it will just go away. It'll just pretty much just be gone off the face of the planet. Once it's done its cleaning and resetting job. What's happening now with the consciousness reset is when you have enough people on the planet going deep within themselves saying, do I really want to keep doing this? Do I want to stay in those same patterns? In the same relationships, living in the same city, doing the same work, associating with the same people, when they really start to contemplate this on a deeper level, it causes such a change of mass consciousness. It disturbs the mass consciousness. I mean, it shakes it and it rattles it, because now there's enough people questioning their old ways. They question the institutions and the systems as well, and changes will come there, but the changes that are happening right now are on such a deep personal level, and that's what we're going to feel into in our session. Feeling into the depths of where this all is. It's, again, not on the surface. You're not going to read about it in the headlines. I know of no other group, consciousness, spiritual, new age, metaphysical group that's even really going there or aware of it. Some of the other ascended masters are going to be doing their own thing, kind of dovetailing on what we're doing, but we're actually the first to do it. Because it is so deep, it's not apparent. And even if you allowed yourself to kind of go into mass consciousness, you'd have to go through layers and layers, doorways and doorways, levels and levels, to get to where we're going to go to in consciousness reset. It's happening on that deep of a level. When things happen at that deep of a level, it takes a little while for the changes to all come through, to come to the surface, and for it to be obvious. I suspect you'll start to see some of those changes, for one, with some of the people around you. Not all, but a few. They're going to be stopping to reconsider their lives, and many of them are going to come to you, the embodied master sitting on the park bench, just to talk about it, just to talk about their life. They need to get the words out. They need to sit in your light. The changes, they'll come about. You'll see them in a variety of different ways. But the important thing for this gathering, let's go in and feel on the very deepest level of what's happening. Not on the surface, don't go through the mind. Be a bell as we go into the real feelings.